SEC proposes rescinding climate disclosure rule. The Securities and Exchange Commission today formally proposed rescinding its 2024 climate disclosure rule, moving forward with an effort to eliminate federal requirements for public companies to disclose standardized information about financially material climate-related risks and, for some companies, greenhouse gas emissions. This move would leave investors with less information about climate risks while advancing a legal theory that could weaken corporate disclosure more broadly. The proposal goes beyond rescinding the climate rule itself by advancing a sweeping view of the agency's disclosure authority that could have significant consequences for investor protection and corporate transparency. The SEC's new proposal is open for public comment for 60 days after publication in the Federal Register. Industry groups and their political allies have been challenging the rule due to concerns over its scope and impact on business operations. However, climate experts argue that the rule was designed to provide investors with consistent, comparable information about climate-related financial risks facing public companies. The removal of Scope 3 emissions disclosure requirements in the final rule has already raised eyebrows among environmental groups and investor advocates. The proposals focus on physical risks from climate impacts and transition risks facing companies as the economy shifts is seen as a step back for transparency and accountability. The SEC's move could be seen as an attempt to appease industry interests at the expense of investor protection and corporate accountability. Climate change is already creating material financial risks for companies, investors, and the broader economy, and the need for standardized climate-related disclosures has never been more pressing. In response to the proposal, Jesse Waxman, sustainable finance campaign advisor with the Sierra Club, warned that it could lead to a lack of transparency and accountability in corporate reporting. She emphasized the importance of consistent, comparable information about climate-related financial risks facing public companies. The proposal's timing is also noteworthy, as the world grapples with the growing impacts of climate change on businesses and investors alike. The need for standardized climate-related disclosures has never been more pressing, and the SEC's move could be seen as a step back for transparency and accountability. As the debate over the climate disclosure rule continues, it is clear that investor protection and corporate accountability are at stake. The SEC's proposal is just one part of a larger conversation about the role of regulation in addressing climate change. The future of climate-related disclosures remains uncertain, but one thing is clear: investors need consistent, comparable information to understand how companies are exposed to worsening climate impacts and the transition to a lower carbon economy.